Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. John chapter number 5, beginning at verse number 2. Now there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having 5 porches. In these lay a great multitude of impotent folk, of blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water, and whosoever then first after the troubling of the water stepped in was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. And a certain man was there which had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had been now a long time in that case, he said unto him, Wilt thou be made whole? And the impotent man answered him, Sir, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me into the pool, but while I am coming, another steppeth down before me. And Jesus said unto him, Rise, take up thy bed, and walk. And immediately the man was made whole, took up his bed, and walked. And on the same day was the Sabbath. Praise God. Amen. Verse number 6, Jesus looked at him and said, Wilt thou be made whole? Praise God. I simply want to just preach for a few minutes here this morning. Are you ready for a miracle? Amen. Are you ready for a miracle? Praise God. Oh, Lord Jesus, we love you and we thank you. Thank you, Jesus, for the Holy Ghost. Thank you, God, for all that you have been to us. Hallelujah. What a marvelous God you are. I pray, God, that you would help us this morning, that the Holy Ghost would minister and move amongst us, that the power of your Spirit would prevail, God. I'm nothing without you. I can do nothing without you, Lord. I lean upon you, Jesus. I rest in you, God. My confidence is in you, Jesus. I believe that you know exactly where we are. You know exactly what needs to happen. You know exactly what you're doing. Help us, God, to perceive it, to understand it, God. Help us to move forward with it, to march with confidence, oh God. Pour out your Spirit, Lord Jesus. Let a mighty move of the Holy Ghost be had today. Let faith arise in this place, Lord. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Savior, we worship you and exalt you. We praise you and adore you, Lord. We bless you, we bless you, we bless you, Jesus. Praise God,
praise God, praise God. Amen and amen. And God bless you, and you may be seated. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, let me just state that I am excited about where the church is. I'm excited about what's happening in the church, what's going on in the church. And I believe I'm happy and excited about what is God is going to be doing in the church. Praise God. Amen. We have been working diligently, and there are a couple that are here this morning that have been helping me and working behind the scenes and trying to get some things put together and some links formed in chains to combine some things and to work with some things. And yesterday, a couple of major parts began to come together a little bit more, and I spent yesterday working on a lot of those, and we've got a long ways to go. But things are coming and falling into place. I was hoping for it to be a little bit further along than it is at this point in time, but looking forward to that. And I know that next Sunday night, we've got Fifth Sunday, and so we'll be doing our dinner in the back for the evening service, and looking forward to that. And I think that I've got a small little change that I am going to make, or at least hoping to make in there, and just kind of bring forward some things to you so that you can better understand the vision of where that we are moving towards. Praise God. Amen. But God has been good to us, and God is helping us. And we serve a mighty God. Amen. We serve a great God. And we serve a God that has no limit upon his powers. Amen. He can do whatever he desires to do, whatever he decides to do. Praise God. And he has always been that because that he is God. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Amen. Praise God. And he is before all things, and by him doth all things consist. And he has always, if you could say it like this, he has always been in the business, really, of showing off. And it's not necessarily in a proud and a boastful way, even though that he is God and he can do whatever he desires and decides to do. Praise God. Amen. But when it always comes to man's inabilities, then that's where God can step in and perform the greatest. Praise the Lord. Amen. We would see that even in the beginning that there was a time when mankind had come to the place that they had frustrated God to the extent that he was ready to wipe everybody off the face of the earth and to start again. But there was one man that found grace in the eyes of the Lord, and that was able to start a building process. And so let me just state this, that it doesn't matter how small that you may seem to be or feel that you are, or how small that the church may be, that God just simply needs one man that will persevere and push his way to be able to find grace in the eyes of the Lord. Praise God. Praise God. Abraham looked at the Lord and he said, Lord, he said, if I find 50 righteous, would you spare? And he said, for 50. For 45, for 45. And they bartered back and forth. And finally, it came down to the place where Abraham said, if I can find 10 righteous, would you spare? And God said, 10 righteous, I'll spare it. And we know that did not happen, and that God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. But I want you to know that in Noah's case and situation, that it was one, that Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. And so I'm just simply stating that you can make a difference, amen, in the plan and the purpose of God. And so God began to speak to Noah and told him how to build an ark. And so we would see that an uneducated man, a man with no engineering degree of how to build anything, he was not a master carpenter. And the boat didn't even have a motor on it. I don't even know that it had a steering wheel or a helm on it or anything else, a rudder on it. It was simply a boat designed by God to keep that which would be obedient unto the mind and the plan of God alive. Amen. Noah did not have to go through a course instruction of how to learn how to float that boat or how to drive that boat or do it. The only thing that he had to do was to get on the boat. Praise God. And so there may be some things that you don't understand. There may be some things that seem beyond you. And I'm sure that Noah could have said the exact same thing. Amen. With no cranes and no mechanical levers and such like that. And Noah's building this thing three stories high, and he's building it so wide, and he's building it, amen, so long. And he's got this logs and this wood, and he's pitching it within and he's pitching it without. I can promise you that he had a whole lot of questions. Amen. But the Lord had just simply impressed upon him that if you'll simply be obedient to the plan, you're going to be saved. Hallelujah. And I just say here today that there may be some things to you that may not make a lot of sense. I don't even understand myself. Amen. Some of the things and the ways of God. But the Bible teaches us that his ways are above our ways, and that his thoughts are above our thoughts, and that I'm not going to be able to comprehend it. Amen. I cannot even comprehend the breadth of the kingdom, the depth of the kingdom, or the height of the kingdom. Amen. His ways are beyond all of that. Amen. I don't understand how that an individual that has a heart that is black as sin can make it. How that he can go down into a baptismal tank and in the name of Jesus Christ, when he comes up, that he is clean of everything that he has ever done. I don't understand how that black heart washed with red blood can become white as snow. Amen. I do not understand how that being filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost makes us a new creature, and our old identity and our old genes are taken out, and we are walking in the newness of life. There are a lot of things that I don't understand, but I do understand this concept that if I will just be obedient to him, if I will just be obedient to his word, if I will just be obedient to his counsel, then everything is going to be all right. I don't have to understand the evaporation process, amen, to make it rain. I don't have to understand, amen, the science process, amen, to understand carbon dioxide into oxygen. I don't have to understand the chemical expressions that God has to make the world turn. The only thing that I have to have is faith in God, and my faith is in him, that if I trust in the Lord with all of my heart, lean not to my own understanding, but in all of my ways acknowledge him. I've got this promise. He's going to direct my paths. He's going to lead me in the paths of righteousness. He's going to hold my hand. He's going to know where I am at all times. He knows all things. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I don't understand, amen, necessarily the physics of how that it can be that every morning more than 7 train loads of manna would be delivered to the children of Israel, and it would be laying at curbside delivery, amen, better than anybody could ever do it. And these all of these apps thought that they were the first thing and the greatest thing. What's those apps that they bring their food to you? You bring your food to you. DoorDash. DoorDash thought that they come up with it and it was their idea. Amen. Amen. God was DoorDashing before, amen, they ever thought about it. He was bringing manna right to the tent door and dropping it off. And then in the evening time, he was bringing the quail in by the loads and bringing them right down and giving them unto the Israelites. I don't understand how that he would be able to come up with such a bakery or come up with such an extensive supply to feed the millions that the children of Israel represented. But God did it. You know why he did it? Because they were his people. Amen. And God loved to show off. Amen. He was there when he stood before the Red Sea, and the children of Israel looked to their left and to their right, and they saw no way. But in the middle of no way, God made a highway, and he opened up the Red Sea, and he led them across, and through the Red Sea that saved them. Amen. He used that same Red Sea to destroy their past and to destroy their enemies. God takes pleasure in performing miracles for those that'll step out and be obedient unto him. We would see that there would be a man by the name of Elijah. And Elijah had his problems, and Elijah had his feelings, amen, and his feelings oftentimes may have been hurt, but we would see that in the midst of the famine, that the Lord would tell Elijah to go down to the brook, and that he would command the ravens to feed him by the brook, and there he was, and the ravens would come in every day. And they would bring him food to sustain him. But one day the brook dried up. Amen. And Elijah may have thought, I've come this far to be let down now. And then the Lord said, no, I want you to go to a little widow woman. And I want you to tell her to make you a cake. And when she does so, I'm going to bless the both of you. And so Elijah got up and he made his way to the widow's house. And she said, I'm going to make a cake for me and my son.
and then we're just going to perish. And Elijah said, I tell you what, why don't you make one for me first and then make one? And she may have thought, now that doesn't make any sense whatsoever at all. I just said, does that remind of anybody's mother? I just told you. I just said, did you hear me? Did you hear what I just said? I just said that I've got enough meal and oil to make one cake, and that's what I'm going to do, and I'm going to give it to my son and myself, and we're going to eat it and die. And Elijah said, I just said, if you'll give it unto me, then you can go back and God will do that. And that three-letter word God, amen, sparked an interest in her, and she was obedient, and she gave the cake to the man of God, and she turned around, and there was enough meal in the barrel and enough oil in the cruse to make another cake. And when the evening time come, or when the next day come, there was enough meal and enough oil to make another one, and another one, and another one, and another one, until one day that the famine was broke, and the rains fell and the crops grew. Amen. Because God takes pleasure in taking care of those that are obedient unto Him. Hallelujah. Daniel, you don't need to be praying, but Daniel said, I'm going to be obedient to the ways of God, and he prayed anyway, and it may have gotten him thrown into a lion's den, but in that lion's den there was another individual that was there that just went ahead and shut the mouth of the lions, and they ate not. And there in the fiery furnace there was a fourth man that was in with the three Hebrew children, and they walked around, and their clothes didn't smell like smoke, and their skin wasn't, amen, burnt, and there was no smell about them of smoke, and they came out because God is in the miracle working business. God just needs an opportunity. Hello, church. I'm saying God just needs an opportunity. Where is the next opportunity? Do you have an opportunity for God to show off? Do you have an issue that God can step into? Do you have a problem? Do you have a dilemma? Do you have a sickness? Do you have a need? Do you have a prayer request? Amen. That God can take control of tonight. Are you ready for a miracle? And there at the wedding of Cana, they sat and the wine had run out. And Mary told Jesus, actually she told everybody, she said, look, she said, just do whatever this man tells you to do. And Jesus looked at her and he said, woman, it's not my time yet. And Mary said, I don't have any doubt of what's getting ready to happen. And so Jesus told them, go fill them full of water. And they filled them full of water. And they gave unto the governor. And they gave unto the host. And they gave unto the guest of the wedding. And it was wine. Praise God. And that was the beginning of things. And it only got better after that. We would see that there would be people that would come to Jesus. And they would say, hey, John the Baptist sent us. And he's got a question. Art thou the Christ? Or should we continue to look for another? And Jesus said unto them, go and show John again the things which you do hear and see. The blind receive their sight. The lame walk. The lepers are cleansed. The deaf hear. The dead are raised up. And the poor have the gospel preached unto him. And blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended in me. Oh, there was something. There was a witness that was there. That when they went back to John, they just nodded their head and said, this is him. You don't need to look for another. This is him. And John thought to him, himself, amen, and that's all that I need to know. But in every situation, there was an opportunity. There was a problem. There was a dilemma. Amen. And people began to understand that when I've got a problem, problem, I know who I can go to. When I've got a dilemma or a situation, I know where I can go to. Even to the point that when they had a dead daughter laying before them, he said, you know what? We don't have to accept this just yet. Let's take them to Jesus. And they called, here comes Jairus. And he calls and he says, hey, Jesus. But oh, there was other problems there. A woman with an issue of blood. Amen. She said, hey, I've got a problem and I know where to go. And she began to make her way to Jesus. And there was a man that was blind and could not see. And he heard Jesus was coming. And he said, hey, I've got a problem, but I'm hearing about the one that is coming. I've just got a question for the church here today. Are we through with problems? Do we not have any more opportunities? Is there nothing left for God to do? I submit to you today, I've got 10,000 things that I need healed. I've got 10,000 opportunities, amen, that I need to bring to Jesus. I've got 10,000 names. I've got 10,000 souls that are in need of the greatest miracle of all, and that is that God would fill them with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. Are you with me here this morning? Hallelujah. Amen. There was a time when Jesus was in a house and all of a sudden the roof began to be ripped back and somebody began to lower a man down in a sheet because that the man with the problem could not get into the presence of Jesus. But being there in the presence of Jesus laying down, he could not help himself. Amen. At this point in time, he was not going to walk out. At this point in time, he was a trespasser. But at this point in time, he had a need. And Jesus looked at him. Amen. You cannot tell me, amen, that the way that he came in, that Jesus did not know and understand that this man was depending upon the help of his friends. First of all, is being God manifest in the flesh and knowing all things. God knew exactly what was wrong with the man. Amen. But at this point in time, I believe everybody in the house also knew what was wrong with this man. Either they knew him or they just come to the conclusion, this man has got an issue. Amen. This man cannot walk. This man has got palsy. And so Jesus looked at them, and here is the greatest miracle, that he looked at the man and he told the man, he said, son, thy sins be forgiven. And everybody got offended. They were expecting God, amen, Jesus Christ, to just raise him up and so that he could kind of do a little bit of tap dance and jig and kind of swish on out of the house. But the Lord had something a little bit more for them. You came in with a physical need, but you've got a greater need than that. There is a spiritual need that you've got, a spiritual need that you're not discerning, a spiritual need that is more crippling than your palsy. And he looked at the man and he said, son, thy sins be forgiven. That is the greatest miracle. I don't care where they are in life. I don't care where they've been to. I don't care, amen, the things that they have done. I don't care the dilemma, the situation, the physical characteristics about them. There is a God that is able to save them, amen, and to heal their sin-sick soul. And they got upset, and they looked at Jesus, and they said, this man's blaspheming. This man blasphemeth because it's the Sabbath day, and he's doing miracles. Oh, Jesus, I feel like preaching for just a little while here tonight. How many people do we know that we can say that has looked at the church and has criticized the church for the way that it operates? And they have criticized the church, amen, for the things that they do. Woo, glory, I'm feeling it here today. Amen, amen. They point their fingers and they make fun because we like to run the aisles. they point their fingers and they laugh and they, amen, giggle, amen, because we jump up and down and because we clap our hands. Amen, they ridicule us, mock, and make fun of us because, amen, that they see somebody dancing in the spirit, and they snicker behind themselves and say that they're a bunch of holy rollers. Amen, you want to know why that we get excited about the things in the spirit of God? Because you don't know where God brought us from. You don't know where we were. You don't know the addictions that we had. You don't know the alcoholism that was a part of us that AA could not help us. You don't know, amen, the perverse wish that was about us. But God in his mercy, he reached down upon us. He didn't have to, but he did. Amen. He gave us something more than I could hope for, more than I could dream about. God has been good to me. I've got a reason to dance. I've got a reason to shout. I've got a reason to be excited. I've got a right to run the aisles. I'm free. I'm free. I'm free. The hold that the devil had on me, he doesn't have anymore. I'm not addicted to drugs. I'm not addicted to alcohol. I'm not addicted to perversion. I'm not addicted to these things, because he that the Son has set free is free indeed. Oh, hallelujah. Go ahead and praise him. You got a right to do it. You've got a right to do it. You've got a story and a testimony of where that God brought you from. God brought you out of the house, amen, of false doctrine. God brought you out of the house, amen, of judgment. God brought you out of the pit of sin. God brought you out of the dregs of society. God took you and washed you off. Amen. God took your dream and began to make it reality. You didn't even have a dream. You just thought to yourself, what if and could it be? And God said, I can do it. And you can do all things through Christ that strengthens you. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. And Jesus, knowing their thoughts, said, wherefore think you evil in your hearts? Whether it is easier to say, thy sins be forgiven, or to arise and walk. But that ye may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins, he saith unto the sick of the palsy, arise, take up your bed, and go to your house. And he arose and departed to his house. And when the multitude saw it, they marveled and glorified God, which had given such power unto men. Hallelujah. And such is the case with so many in this day and age. And people, amen, that come to a place in their life that whether it is some type of physical disability, some type of sickness, physical sickness or mental sickness, but there is something in them that awakens the need of having God in their lives. Something that is inside of them that all of a sudden comes to life and awakens faith. Amen. Hope begins to awaken faith, and faith rises up and begins to walk. Hope that says, could it be? And faith that says, I'm gonna see. Hallelujah. Hope that says, oh, it might be. And faith that says, I'm gonna go find out. And faith walks into the house of God. And faith hears the message preached. Amen. And faith unites, amen, with the presence and the power of God. And faith gets up out of the pew. And faith is tired of living the way that they've lived. Tired of sitting by, amen, the gate, amen, the pools of Bethesda. Tired of sitting there for 38 years and experiencing the same old, amen, that they've had for so long. Tired of the 12 years of the blood disease. Amen. Tired of sitting by a gate just begging for alms as a blind man. Amen. Faith throws away the cloak of the beggar. Faith throws away the canvas, the cane, and the stick of the beggar. Faith gets up out of the bed and begins to make its way towards Jesus. Faith, amen, talks unto his friends and said, can you help me get into the presence of Jesus? Faith says, if we can just get the roof off and get him into the presence of Jesus, something is going to happen. Amen. And nobody was ever let down. Nobody ever went home disappointed. Everybody came away with a story, because the Bible says that Jesus healed every one of them on the mountaintop. They left healed. Amen. In the valley, they left healed. On the seashore, they left healed. On the mountaintop, they left fed. He fed the 5,000. He fed the 4,000. There is nothing that God cannot do. And he's asking you here today, do you want to be born again? Do you want to be born again? Preacher, there's no hope for me. You don't know my past. You don't know what I've been through. I've got a question for you today. Do you want to be born again? How can I? Shall I enter into my mother's womb again? No, 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 no. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hear the sound thereof, but you don't know where it's coming from. So is everybody that is born of the Spirit. God wants to fill you with the Holy Ghost. God wants to touch your life. God wants to change you. God wants to make you a brand new creature. Let's stand and love the Lord here today. I don't care if you've been in the church for 10 years, for 50 years, or 10 days. If you've got a problem, God can solve it. If there's an opportunity, God will take it. If you've got obedience, God's willing to step forward. Why don't you listen to your faith here today? Why don't you listen to faith? As faith says, take me to an altar. As faith says, I want to go to the front. As faith said, today is the day. As faith says, oh, please, why not now? Hallelujah. Come on, it's time. It's time. It's time. Reach out and love the Lord. Reach out and touch the Lord as he passes by. God will not leave you. God will not forsake you. God will come through. God will perform a miracle in your life. If you're ready, God's ready. If you're ready, God's ready. I just got a question. What's going to stop you? Is it too many around the front? Amen. Do you have enough? Do you have too much pride to tear the roof off? Do you have too much pride to push your way through? Amen. What's going to stop you? Is it going to be a crowd? Amen. Is it going to be embarrassment? Amen. Is it going to be that I'm blind? I don't want anybody to know. Hallelujah. God just needs an opportunity. Are you ready for a miracle? Are you ready for a miracle? Are you ready for God to touch? Are you ready for God to do? Are you ready for God to take action in your life? Believe it and you shall receive it. Ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened unto you. For unto everyone that asketh, it shall receive. Oh yeah, that's what he said. That's what he said. That's what he said. He said, if you ask in my name, it shall be done. In in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Come on, why don't you kick the doubt out of the house? Hallelujah. Go ahead and kick doubt out of the house. Kick fear out. Oh, let God do it. Come on, can he do it? Can he do it? Can he do it? I know that he can. I know that he is able. I know that he can do exceeding abundantly above all that I can ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. I know that he can do it. I know that he is able. I know that all power belongs to him, both in heaven and in earth. I know, hallelujah, that there is nothing that is impossible with God. He just needs you to step out and to say,